Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. The United Way Perth Huron campaign continues, and we're thrilled to have the campaign co-chairs joining us this morning. We've got Kristen Sainsbury and John Wolfe in studio. Good morning to both of you. How are you on a frosty morning?
Yeah, it's great. Thank you, Jamie.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations. How do you feel heading into this campaign? Congratulations. What do you think?
We're excited.
Yeah.
This is a really big challenge for us, and we're feeling really engaged and pumped on getting this out to the community and making it happen.
Yeah, now both of you are big, longtime supporters of United Way Perth Huron, and you bring a lot to this campaign. Kristen, looking at the campaign from this point of view, are you bringing something different to the campaign, or how are you viewing this upcoming campaign? It's a lofty goal for starters.
Well, it is a lofty goal, and I guess one of the things we bring is our network. You know, having been in the community, growing up in the community, and being here for over 20 years, if you're our friends or colleagues, look out, we're coming for you. But, you know, we're also feeling really enthusiastic because we're already at 20% of our goal.
Yeah.
And we're ahead of, you know, previous campaigns. So we're feeling like this community really can pull it out.
Mm-hmm,
we know that when there's need, and there's need like never before in this community, and we know that Stratford is, and all of Perth Huron are communities that step up to help their communities.
And you felt that at the campaign kickoff with Unite for a Bite. That was such a great day, and you just felt the community coming together, and even though it is a big goal, that this community is going to step up again.
Yeah, and I really believe that, Jamie. I think this community, Huron and Perth are such caring people, and you know they contribute. It's the workplace campaigns of people giving $25 off their paycheck every couple of weeks to help out. It really adds up at the end of the day, and you know people step forward and they want to help their neighbor.
Okay, again, congratulations, campaign co-chairs. So we're at 20% of goal already, which is above where we were last time, which is great. And then we've also got Taylor Swift raffle tickets. How exciting is this? This is awesome.
I know, like the hottest commodity in the market right now, that could be your chance for $10 a ticket to go to see Taylor Swift, and they're VIP tickets. And again, here's two people in our community who are very philanthropic. They give a lot. Dr. Erin Heiss and her husband, Mike. So we're really excited. There's going to be a draw coming up for those on October 23rd at Junction 56 at 6:30 p.m. And there's still limited tickets available.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where you can get them.
Yeah, where can you get those tickets?
I believe Blue Stationery has some. They're running out. And Juno has them as well as Junction 56 and, of course, the United Way office.
Oh, fantastic. This is going to be huge, this Taylor Swift raffle. And, again, there are not too many tickets left. The concert is happening for Saturday, November 23rd in Toronto, but the draw date is Wednesday, October 23rd. So you still got some time, but time is running out on that. Any other thoughts, John and Kristen, about this campaign, about United Way Perth Huron? I'm always curious with the campaign co-chairs. Do you get that call from Ryan saying, let's meet? Or how does that work when you're picked on something?
Oh, he's
like
good
that?
At it. He says, hey, do you want to grab a coffee? And the next thing I know. But
here we are.
You know, we really feel blessed to have been able to work in this community. And it's been generous to us. And we're happy to help out. And, you know, I mentioned about the workplace campaigns. It's surprising the people that jump in and do this. Even the United Way staff, like that small but mighty group, they donate so much money and they do all the work. And so, you know, I think it's just inspiring to see people like that involved in this.
Oh, absolutely. John, Kristen, any final thoughts with United Way Perth Huron? Obviously get the donations coming in, but this campaign is just getting started here.
Yeah, it's just getting started. There's going to be a lot of different events, lots of opportunities to get involved. Like John said, workplace campaign, personal giving. Even if you're thinking about your estate at this point, you know, there's opportunities to talk to the team there and they can help you with your planning. But overall, I know the need is greater than ever in our community. The homelessness is increasing. The people that are using, you know, resources like food banks and things. So we really need to, you know, pull our socks up as a community to make sure that those services are there for our most vulnerable.
Yeah, and we will do it. Again, you can get all the details at perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Again, congratulations to campaign co-chairs Kristen Sainsbury and John Wolfe. It's going to be another terrific campaign with United Way Perth Huron. Kristen and John, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for having us.
Jamie.
And you're welcome back.
No, thanks.
Anytime.